drove him, and then that set off a chain of reaction of cars spinning and crashing into each other, including Bill Elliott, Casey Kane, Denny Hamlin, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kevin Harvick, and others. As they all try to sort it out, Elliott Sadler's out of his car. Stewart has left the scene of the accident. Casey Kane has left the scene. The only three cars over here are the cars of Dale Jr., Hamlin, and Sadler.
Let me warn you, my friends, this is North Sound Racing. And wanted to change the opening up a little bit tonight in honor of the passing of one of the great musicians of all time, Bo Diddley, who passed away yesterday at the age of 79, I believe. Still out there spanking the plank. And this is for you, Bo. We know Stevie would approve, so... Welcome to North Sound Racing. It's good to have you all with us. Steve Mortland here, Carly Heath, Galen Stewart. As always in the studio, we've got so much stuff going on tonight. It just defies description. We're going to cover a couple of things tonight in depth. One is we are going to talk about our night out at Evergreen Speedway with KRKO night out at Evergreen Speedway this Saturday night. And then we're also going to spend a lot of time talking to people involved in the huge road course race down at Pacific Raceways. And that's cool.
Very cool.
I'm going to turn you two up.
How about that?
There you go. Galen, you there, bud?
Test, test.
Nice. Works every time. I shouldn't say that.
Every time?
No, it does not work every time. how you guys doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Congratulations to you.
Not me. It was Colton.
I know, but
was all luck, but you know, had to be there.
No, it's not luck. And that little rascal is leading points from what I hear.
I know. That great?
How'd that happen? Wow. You could be the mother of a champion.
I heard a good statement once.
What's that?
Luck is where opportunity and... What is it? What? Uh-oh. I blew it already. Luck is where opportunity meets preparation.
So far, you quoted it word for word.
Opportunity meets preparation.
Nice.
Yeah, how about
that?
Well said.
You gotta have your stuff together to get lucky.
Yeah, I have a statement too. Something I heard. Good taste is timeless. Sometimes a good time can be tasteless.
That fits you perfectly.
It fits me to a T. We've got a lot of things going on. A lot of guests out in the studio. We also have a lot on the phone. First thing you are going to do is to get Mr. Scriber on the phone.
We're
going to start off the show kind of how we did last week with an update on the progress in the online auction and fundraiser for our friend James O'Neill. And we're going to have our friend Buddha on the line to kind of give us an update. And then what we're going to do, which I am really excited about this, Galen, and I know you are too. We're going to have Chuck Egner on the show.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, I'll bet you have. Cashed a few of his checks, haven't you, over the years. But Chuck Egner, just one of the premier people you'd ever want to meet in this racing biz. And Chuck operated a Northwest Tour car that Galen won Rookie of the Year in back in 2000. Is that what it was?
2000.
And Galen got his only win on the Northwest Tour, the very first race of the 2000 season out at Evergreen Speedway, and an awesome finish. It was you and Zaretsky, wasn't it?
Well, it was me and Tom Sweatman, James was a large part of that team, and it was pretty cool.
He was. It was very so we'll have Chuck Egner on, get caught up with him, and just because I've always wanted to have Chuck on the show, but it'll be good to get caught up with him. Terry Buell from Evergreen Speedway is here also. He'll be on probably in our second and third segment. We've got a lot to cover with Terry Buell about what's going on out at Evergreen Speedway. We will shift gears after the 9 o'clock hour, move to Pacific Raceways, where they're just having a monster weekend. Shane Biles is going to join us. We'll have Ron Bennett from the ASA Northwest Tour. We'll have Travis Bennett, who was working feverishly this morning when I talked to him, trying to get his tour car to make right-hand turns along with nice left-hand turns. We'll have Travis Bennett on. Chuck Pickens, who is going to blow the dust off of his car, climb into it, as he's been working feverishly, will be on there, too.
As well as Kelly Tanner.
That's right. The legend known as Kelly Tanner.
And from his wife, he says this may be the last race he's going to run.
Oh, no way,
he's
really?
He's turning it over to Tyler.
Ah,
Tyler Tanner.
Well, we knew that had
and
to
guess
happen.
What? Three times a charm. I told him it was going to work. Will Champagne from the Cascade
Karting
Association
Champagne
will be
and
with
also,
us.
Also, as part of the support events down at Pacific Raceways, we will also have Bill Bailey from the Northwest Legends on. He is feverishly trying to park his motorhome down at Pacific Raceways. And then also, what's cool about the Northwest Legends part of it is they have a title sponsor for their race, Lucas Oil. We have Tom Walsh, a regional salesman for Lucas Oil, with us, and who drove all the way up from Portland, Oregon, to be here in the studio live with us tonight.
He says he's nervous. First time he's ever done it. Yeah. I said, you know, it's our first time, too.
Okay. Okay. That works. I like the sound of that. And we also have Kelly Hale, who is the announcer out at Evergreen Speedway. And he's in charge of the drifting program out at Evergreen. So we got a lot to do, so yeah. Let's get with it. Buddha's on the line.
Yes, he is.
Darren, are you there, my friend? How are you?
I'm here.
Good. What's going on, bud?
Well, the usual, you know. Yeah. I've been running wild this week.
Talked to you this morning. You were up kind of late last night, huh?
Yeah, I was up real late last night.
Were you in a poker game trying to win money for James? Please
no,
tell me you were.
No, I wasn't trying to win money for James. I was trying to win money for the Buddha Fund.
Ah, that's right. Yeah. That's those 16-ounce Buddha funds, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we talked to you last week, and want to get caught up with what's going on in the in your fundraising efforts for James.
We are ready to go. It's
are
been
you?
A busy week. Yeah. Had a lot of help from a lot of people in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Clark used to race out of Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
Race and race in South Sound. He is going to be one of our volunteers. Also donated his 10x10 easy up and table. We're going to meet up here in about an hour or so and hook up. He's going to come down and volunteer. We're going to use his stuff there. Becky Chenard, who actually works on our race team also, she's helping out. Mark Sundberg, the Race of Late Model Challenge Series, is racing this weekend with us.
Mm-hmm.
He is he went and had a banner made for us to hang and stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah, just people just been coming out of the woodworks. And we got some other people that aren't even really involved in racing. One of my best friends is coming down because he thinks it's a good cause. And
mm-hmm.
He's just, a casual fan. So he's coming down to help out. And so it's been really neat to see everybody jump into it. And it's, I talked to the lady that kind of started all this on Tuesday. I did an interview with Como News, and I got to talk to her finally, and she's just a super nice lady. They're doing some stuff on the blog spot with us, and Como News has a story that talks about the race and what we're doing and stuff. It's just really cool. It's great to see all these things that are going on for James.
Buddha, with all this cool stuff that's going on, just curious, what is there like a deadline or a time frame for all this? Is it wrapping up? Are we almost too late, or is it going to be an ongoing process?
It's going to be an ongoing process because, right now they're up right around $70,000 that has been brought in, and I don't think that's including the $10,000 that Safeway kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, but they're not, they're not exactly sure how many surgeries he's actually going to need. Until he meets with the first doctor and stuff. So the goal at first was to raise $50,000. Well, then after talking to Katie, so they kind of started looking at things and went, just keep on raising it because we're not sure how much it's going to cost, So
yeah, looking
keep
at
keep on raising money.
Looking at Katie's blog on the friendsofjamesoneal.blog.com, right? That's the website?
Yeah, I believe that's it.
They were at $71,215, and she said, again, wow. They exceeded the goal, but the doctor said it possibly could be double that. So what they're doing is just going on, and you haven't even started, Darren.
Still
going
to need to buy gas to get him there and back.
Yeah, that's about it, really, we're hoping to, bring in a good amount of money this weekend. We got the suite up for auction still till midnight tonight. If you mm-hmm. want to get on that, email me at buddha233@aol.com, and you can place a bid. High bid right now is $200, and that's a pretty sweet deal.
That is.
It's 20 VIP passes, 5 VIP parking passes, and the suite's right on the tower. Tracy down at Pacific Raceways, she just went above and beyond what she needed to do to help us out here, and just been great.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Now, I understand also that James is out of the state, correct?
Yes, he is in Vegas.
Is he down getting tore up down in Vegas?
I hope so.
Me too.
I haven't got a chance to really talk to him here, since all this is going on. It's just been busy. He's been busy. I've been busy. But I think it might be, I think all the extra attention might be getting to him a little bit,
Sounds like it's starting to get to you, too, because how you and I have always said we're going to make you a star, and I think we've pulled it off.
Yeah. No, I don't know yet. I think James is the real star here.
Yeah, he sure is.
It's been neat to see everything that's going on. Yeah, I think James just, getting a lot of extra attention. He's just taking a bit of a break here. So,
yeah.
I don't blame him. It happens, just happens.
Well, cool. Good luck this weekend. You've got a DS racing car out there ready to go turn right and left?
Yes, Travis Bennett will be up there in number 33, Bowman's Electro Painting, Grape Kings, Ellensburg Chiropractic, and AutismSpeaks.org is a new sponsor of ours.
Nice.
Something we got involved with here a few weeks ago.
Might be nice to just go racing for a little bit, huh?
Yep, it's going to be fun. We haven't had Travis out yet this year. So.
Well, cool. I talked to him earlier. He's going to be on with us after the 9 o'clock hour, so he's all ready to go, and so he's working hard to make it happen.
Hey.
You know, being his car owner, I don't think I can allow him to be up that late tonight. He's got a long day tomorrow, you know, so tell him to get to bed as soon as he's done there.
No, if you don't want them sponsors mentioned, Buddha, again, I guess suppose we can make that happen.
I'm kidding. Go ahead,
Carla.
Hey, Darren, I was talking to Scott Ellsworth earlier, and he said that if the possibility of the weather change should happen on Saturday, that it would be run on Sunday.
That's great. We're probably just going to set up tomorrow, and if people come by and they want to buy something, I'll be there to take money, but we're really going to make the main focus for Saturday. But, you know, if people want to come by and buy some Ralph tickets tomorrow, more than welcome. You know, I'll be a little more relaxed today's with tomorrow. Saturday's when I have my volunteers coming down to help out. So but yeah, we'll be ready to go. And the Sunday, if that's what we have to do on Sunday, we'll be ready to go on Sunday, too. So.
Hey, Darren, for the online items, what kind of items are you looking for, you know, what are good items for the auction?
Anything anybody wants to donate. A.C. Nutter, down at Nutter Specialties in Vancouver, Washington, is donating one of his $900 oil pumps.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, I mean, and he's like, you know what? I don't care what it goes for, you know, here you go. I've had a couple other inquiries, you know. Talked to Kevin Hamlin today for a while where he's going to get some stuff sent out. He'll also be in a race car this weekend for at least practice and qualifying. So, yeah, anything, you know, just email me. My email is all over Racing the Last. I think everybody probably has by now. Email me if you got something, you know, and we're not going to say no to anything. You know, I mean, we can get $2 for it enough. If you don't mind, you know, donating it to the cause, we're going to take it. So.
Hey, Buddha, I have a Casey Kane number 9 hat autographed by Paul Bartholomew. You think that'll bring about 10, 15 grand?
I think so. I mean, I think Paul might bid on that himself.
Yeah. All right, Buddha, thanks so much. We got Chuck Egner on the other line. Again, outstanding job, my friend. You've taken the ball and have gone to both end zones on this. And we'll check back with you next Thursday and see how it all went, huh?
Sounds good. You guys have a good night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Buddha. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's get on one of the cool guys. And Galen, would you please introduce our guest?
Well, I was just thinking about this online auction, and I know Chuck's into guitars, and he's got this really sweet, or had this really sweet autographed by B.B. King guitar. Chuck, do you still have that?
I was thinking a nice fine bottle of your wine would go well on the auction block.
Well, I'd be happy to donate one.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Chuck, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to hear your voice. Where are you at, first of all?
I am at my recording studio and winery in Leavenworth, Washington.
I knew it. It's still called High Strung, right?
Yeah, and tonight is Thursday night, and we have a jam every Thursday night, and the guys are in, I'm in one of the soundproof rooms, and the guys are out picking in the other room.
Why don't you,
Hey, can you open the door and
let's hear a little bit?
I'll just open it just real quickly here.
Okay.
This is so cool. That's awesome,
that
Chuck.
That is so cool.
They don't have a guitar because I'm in here, but...
Well, that's all right.
We'll have to record something so we can do an opener
with you. Yeah, what we're going to do when we go to a break, which we got to take in a few minutes here, what we're going to do, Chuck, is we're going to have you put... When we go to a break, you're going to be the break music for us when we go. But hey, what do you think about all this stuff they're doing for our friend James? Pretty sweet, huh?
I think it's really cool. Over here, we don't get Channel 4, so I didn't know that anything happened, but I got a call from Galen and from Kelly Tanner both within about an hour of each other, saying, hey, do you check this out on TV? And, of course, it's been on the Internet, so I found it on the Internet, and I just thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's so awesome. You miss you sound like you've got, and I know this to be true, but for those who don't, things are pretty sweet for you over there in Leavenworth, aren't they?
Well, things have turned out pretty good.
Yeah, you've done okay.
We had a music store for 4 years and then switched to a winery and recording studio, and I've gotten to record a lot of really cool things and cool bands and make some pretty nice wine, and it's been really good over here. So it's been fun, but you know, the years that I spent and the racing community were really cool, and I'm still involved because Craig Whitman and I are still partners on Powerhouse Dyno over in Kirkland.
Chuck, reflecting on to James a little bit, if you could share with the listeners, and you know, we were teammates for a long time. I obviously drove for you, and James was a part of our team, but you know, I'm not exactly clear where James started. Did he start going to the races with you? And if you could share how your relationship grew with James over the years.
Yeah, well, James had gone to the races for several years before I knew James, but I met James in 1988, so that's been 20 years ago. And I was just moving back to the Northwest. I had been back east on a job assignment for 4 or 5 years, and my wife was still back east, and I had the summer of 88 on my own. I was working, and she was trying to get the house sold. And so when talking around the job site, I found out that we had a guy that was into car racing. And I was into it, you know, passively. I watched it on TV here and there, and I'd go to a race when I could. And so he just said, hey, why don't we go to Monroe together? And so James and I went up to Monroe, and of all things, it was the night of the terrible wreck that summer of 88,
mm-hmm.
On the backstretch there, that, you know, was very tragic and all. But anyway, that was my first night with James there. And then I realized that everybody in the area where we were sitting knew James, and it was like a whole family deal up there, and that they'd all been going there for years. And from there, James and I kind of became friends, and I was at work. I wound up being the boss there, and he was one of the guys that worked there. 1990, somehow we wound up sponsoring Toby Butler for the 500-lap Winston West race. And that was our first actual dip in the toe into motorsports. And, of course, Toby spun off a bearing on about lap 3 and flattered in the wall. And our thousands of dollars went up in smoke in about 40 minutes. And then the next year, though, we wound up sponsoring Kelly Tanner. And it turned out Kelly lived right near me, and so I started hanging out there, and the bug kind of bit me a little more, and so James started coming around. Since I was hanging around Kelly's shop, James started hanging around there. And in 94, I decided I wanted to drive one of those things. So I went to the Bondurant school, and then my wife bought me a Legend car, and I did that. And Legends didn't really have crews. You just kind of went on your own. But at the end of that year, Kelly rewarded me for spending, for making every single race by letting me drive his super stock in the last race of the year. And James was part of the pit deal then. And the next year, or in that off season, I bought a super stock, and James was part of the crew from the get-go. And he'd help around the shop when he could and what he could, but on race day, he was a spotter. During practice, he'd keep lap times and everything like that, and on the 3/8-mile races, he was the spotter, and on the 5/8, we had 3 spotters, and he'd be the one in the grandstands. And it kind of seems weird, a guy with one eye being a spotter, but I can tell you, he was as good a spotter as I was a driver, which...
I know how you always say that, Chuck, and you know that's not true as well as I do. James was a great spotter, and you were a great driver. So
we had fun together, and we went through the 90s, 95, 96, 97, 98. We did, you know, the Portland road courses, and then we got Galen in the race car, and then James continued to work with the team. And Galen ran up there at Monroe a full year, and then we did the tour for a full year, and in one form or another, James was always a part of all of our racing. And then as we kind of decided to live over here and transitioned out, I still saw James every year. I haven't seen him about a year and a half, but the Safeway company that he works for does a trip over here for their employees every summer to Leavenworth and lets the employees loose for a day, and they get to run on the town and get to ride a bus back. And so I was able to continue to see James on once a year anyway. And since we closed the store, I haven't seen James, but I'm definitely going to make it a point to see him this summer.
Are you gonna be able to make it over this weekend, Chuck? I know you were speaking that you're going to be extremely busy this weekend.
I'm on a project with our winemaking that's where we had to rent a very expensive machine out of California, and it's 18 hours a day working with this machine, and I don't think we're going to get done in time. If for some reason it gets rained out and rescheduled, I'll definitely be able to. But this is just the worst weekend of the year for us in the winemaking business.
Hey, Chuck, I want to get how do I get a bottle of your wine? Do you have a website
we can... We do have a website, and if you were to email us through there... Now, we're almost sold out with our 2005 vintage.
Mm-hmm.
We keep our Cabernet Sauvignon on oak for 2 years, and so 07 we released the 05. Well, but we do have... we've got a couple of cases left, I think, of that. And then in September we'll have the 06 vintage, and there'll be a fair amount of that. And then the following year we'll have Merlot and Cabernet. But
wow.
We have a website that's 37cellars.com.
37 S or C E L L.
ARS, yeah. And the 37 is because my brother-in-law and I, who are partners on it, both have 1937 Martin D18 guitars.
Ah, wow. Chuck, so, I we just go on for way too much long. Burn up 2 hours. And thank you so much for taking time out. We've got to go to a break. You want to stick your phone in there into the music room? Are they still going?
Let me just see.
All right. What's the name of this band, by the way?
It's not a band. They're just a bunch of friends over here jamming.
Just jammers? Okay, cool.
But yeah, I'll just stick the phone out here right now.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Chuck. Appreciate it, buddy. All right. Check this out. We got to take a break. We're going to do that when we come back. Terry Buell from Evergreen Speedway joins us. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. Listening to it live on NorthSound1380.com. So check this out. We'll be back after this break.
Wide on the back straightaway. Dave Blaney, Jeff Burton, Jimmy Johnson now. Here's Dave Blaney. He'll grab the spot, but now Burton and Johnson are wheel to wheel.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland here. Harley Heath, Galen Stewart over there. Carl, I just want to let you know I finally determined what I would rather be almost in life, and that would be the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I bet you would.
Because that guy's just the coolest of all time.
And you got rhythm.
Huh?
You got rhythm.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I'm all about the rhythm. Welcome back. I want to thank Sam Blasters Incorporated for allowing us to present this sometimes madness to you on the internet. Lot of racing coming up on North Sound 1380 this week. And we're going to start it off Saturday afternoon with the NASCAR Nationwide Series Federated Auto Parts 300 at 4 o'clock live from Nashville Super Speedway. Then right after that, this is cool, IndyCar Racing, the Bombardier A, and that's how it's spelled out here, Learjet 550, 7 o'clock, live from the Texas Motor Speedway. And then Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m., the Pocono 500 from Pocono Raceway in Pocono, Pennsylvania. So that'll be kind of a busy weekend. We've also got a busy weekend here around the old radio station because it is going to be North Sound 1380 KRKO night out at Evergreen Speedway, which we're all very happy about. And to that end, we've invited the poobah, if you will, of Evergreen Speedway.
Who has rhythm.
And actually, do you remember who what show the poobah was from, Terry?
The Grand Poobah?
The Grand Poobah.
The Flintstones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Very well done.
See, very good.
I've never been called the poobah before.
We can communicate. That means you're the president of your own little lodge.
The poobah. The poobah. Watch out.
Terry Buell, poobah. And what's your title out there, Terry?
I am the associate promoter.
There you go.
I don't know. I'll just do whatever they tell me to do.
Yeah, and that's all we can ask.
I've done a lot of different things.
I know one thing he's done. I'll never let him live down. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Singing Benny and the Jets at the banquet about 20 years ago. Do you remember that?
I do. It was, and I had a great mullet back then, too.
Oh, did you?
Thanks
you
for
know
bringing
what?
It up.
I have the video.
Do you have the video?
I have the video.
You
might as well just YouTube
Why
that
Why
didn't right
you
now?
Bring that in? And I could, oh, Galen, you so totally let me down.
He had
on
the
that
mullet
one
going. He was singing Benny of the Jets, and Althea was crawling on the floor. It was a.
Yeah. Was it a
well, that's normal for an Evergreen Speedway banquet.
I had a. I do a much better version of it acoustically now, by the way.
Oh, I see.
I
okay
do. So,
we've been working on that, your performing skills, singing and guitar.
I have. I played the acoustic. I was out at Burt's Tavern, did a St. Patrick's Day thing there.
Yeah,
and
I remember
kind of
that
played some stuff. So, yeah, I nice do. But I actually do Benny of the Jets. So, oh. I hope better than I did it then. I don't know, Galen. But
I'm not going to deny the fact. I hate to say it, guys. He was pretty good. I'm not going to deny
Steve,
that.
I think we have 10 seconds. We should do it right
yeah
now.
Yeah,
no, no,
yeah
no.
Yeah.
Please.
It's all right.
I'll shut his mic off. I won't put him through it.
I'll bring my guitar next time if you want, but,
no, we'll.
Yeah, I do.
Terry, it's nice to know that you do that, but not tonight. Okay.
He's almost got a blush going.
Maybe on our last show of the season, we may have you do that.
Okay, I'm up for it. Galen, do you remember where that banquet was? Because I do.
Yeah, Holiday Inn, wasn't it?
No, it was the Bingo Hall.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Boy, you know, there was a lot of
how times have changed.
Steve Jennings sang that night. Sean Fitzpatrick sang. Mickey Beetle was wearing. Do you remember the feather in the
goodness.
Hat?
Yeah,
I think people have been drinking that.
No wonder Althea was on under the floor.
The table.
Yeah. Wow.
What's going on out at the Super Speedway of the West anyway?
Yeah, let's get on track.
Well, we are basically almost a third of the way through our season already, if you can believe that. I mean, isn't that crazy?
And we haven't had summer yet.
Just crazy. Well, we had it 1 week, but that's it.
Yeah.
You know, now it's just like this for the rest of the year. And it's been a pretty good year. We've had our ups and downs. It snowed 1 week, then it was 70 the next.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for our fan base, it's been a little bit hard motivating them on a weekly basis. And, of course, unlike lots of other racetracks, we are rain or shine, right? So, with the exception of just the one class, the late models. So, it's been a decent year. We've our Memorial Day weekend was fantastic.
Yeah.
Close points battle going on?
Close points in every division.
Every division.
As usual, yeah. It's for example, last week, Name a Lane came in our feature division, the Speedway Chevrolet Superstocks, 2 points ahead of the second place guy, John Zaretsky.
Mm-hmm.
He is now, this week, after last week's competition, 2 points ahead of second place, who now is Mike Holden. So it's like very, very close. And our bomber division is spectacular. Their points battle is the same. And
B Main's happening, too.
Yeah, yeah. So. That's good, right?
Way to
go.
We had 98 cars through the back gate last Saturday.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah, it's not quite up to that 130 level of when Galen and I were racing in bombers, you know, back then. But, you know, you start reaching if you get over 100 and maintain 100 cars through the back gate as a promoter, that's a pretty big, the sentry mark is good.
Yeah, it's nothing to sneeze at.
It's good.
Have you been getting any feedback, Terry, on running all the heat races after 7 o'clock and eliminating trophy dashes? Have you been getting feedback on that?
Well, the feedback has been really positive. We have struggled in a couple regards to it because I can't see you. I have to turn around to look at you. It's hard. So you won't mind if I don't look right at you and answer right?
Okay,
all right. It has been a struggle for, not a struggle, that's the wrong word. It has been a little bit of getting used to for us to start right at 7, which we do, and then get through all the heat races by 8 o'clock to start our main events. And then things can go wrong. So we've been pushed by time, Galen, so we've gone a little bit late some nights. And that has, we need to work harder on getting that taken care of, but the fans have totally bought into it. I think the drivers, the majority of the drivers, love it because their sponsors' feedback has been, wow, you get the sponsor name in there twice, I get to see the driver twice, fans get to see the setup. Oh, in the heat race, remember when he bumped him or he was able to pass him, what will he do to adjust in the main event later? So that's been really great. B Mains kind of throw us because, you know, now all of a sudden we have B Mains and those guys have to get ready to reload. Then you have to worry about when that main event was scheduled later. So some of that stuff, we're ironing that part out. Fans dig it.
6:45, still the autograph session happening?
6:15, we do an autograph session every Saturday because we don't do heat races anymore. So it didn't, sometimes it would push the autograph session all the way out of the way. We now have it every single Saturday at 6:15. So that was a great advantage to the program. Plus, there's a lot of racing between 7 and 10.
Yeah. Well, you know, with all that racing combined, from a competitor's standpoint, I would look at it as a positive, and that may be contributing to some of the B mains and better car count. It's more condensed day, and I just, it sounds good. My folks were out there this last week, said it was a good show, and how's the crate engines going?
Oh, they're doing terrific. You know, the whole show going fast, another advantage of that is that teams don't have enough time to, like, gather up a lot of distaste for each other because they're busy racing. So
this keeps the sheriffs okay.
They don't sit around a lot thinking up stuff. I mean, it's go.
Yeah.
The crate program is still just phenomenal. We have over 30 crate engines that have been purchased and registered to our speedway for competition at our speedway. So it has been a real success, and it has illuminated competition that otherwise would not have been at our speedway. And I've been told by at least a half dozen teams this season alone, they wouldn't be there racing if it weren't for the smaller investment in the car to come out and race and compete. And I couldn't be more proud of where we're at with it right now, Galen. And I just talked to NASCAR today about the home track program. They're talking about car counts. And while there are some tracks, you know, South Boston, some tracks that'll do 25, 26 cars a Saturday night. The national average right now is running at about 17 cars. And we ran 16 last weekend. Mm-hmm. It was our lowest car count, you know, of the year. So I feel really positive about where it is. And it's, you know what? It's not easy to run a weekly program where we do, you know, we schedule 18 to 20 races a year at the same track in the same division. You know, nobody else has had nearly the success that we've had in the Pacific Northwest doing that weekly.
Cool.
So I'm kind of proud of what's going on.
That's cool. Yeah. You're going to stick around for another segment, right?
If you wish.
Yes, I do wish. First of all, I have about three things I want to talk about. Let's first of all talk about what's going on Saturday night, because it's going to be pretty fun for all of us that hang out in these mini walls.
You mean this Saturday night?
This Saturday night.
Where it's North Sound 1380 KRKO night at the
Speedway. That's right. That's right.
You know, it's another grind of five different classes of cars at the Speedway, including the four main NASCAR Wheel and All American Series classes, the Speedway Chevrolet Superstocks, Les Schwab Tires Bombers, and Bomber Races. Some people, I think it's a toss-up on which one they like better. The feature division, you know, the big money feature division, or the Bomber Race, right? Yeah. There's always that the drama of the Bomber Race. And this year we unlocked the rear ends in the Bomber class, and it appears to have changed the style of driving, but did not really affect the competition from front to back. It did close the field up a little bit and cause some drivers to put it back in the driver's hands just a bit.
Do you remember, Terry, when we raced Bombers, how we used to go flag to flag every week? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it like that now?
It is. well, the Bombers are doing better than late models, that's for
is
sure.
Is that right?
They're doing a lot better. And the flags that we do have, you mean like caution flags? Oh, I remember just being stuck at the back going, oh, please, a caution so I can get caught up somewhere, you know? You just get hung up, stuck in the back or something. I wasn't as good as Galen on the outside, so.
Lucky.
Did Galen ever flip you off when he passed you?
No, but do you want to hear a story real quick? I can tell you a flip-off story.
Okay, let's go on to something else.
I was at Port Angeles in a trophy dash one time.
I've told this story, too. This is a great story.
We were in a trophy dash, and we were over there for some open competition race, and Galen and I started on the front row, and he was on the pole, and I was on the outside. Uh-huh. And the two guys, the local guys, were behind us, and we're going around the trophy dash, and the guys are banging on us and hitting, but we're side by side the whole trophy dash, and I thought that it was the checkered flag.
Oh no.
Where's he going?
But it was the white flag. And I lifted and started slowing down thinking, yeah, I beat Galen back to the start. I believe I beat you on that lap. And as I looked up, Galen was in the corner, and the competitors from Port Angeles, the guy was right behind him bumping on him, and he had the middle finger flying in the air, showing that guy the way home as I was losing the trophy dash. Okay,
because you know what's funny? You can't, as a Bomber racer, you cannot let Terry Buell beat you.
No.
And he had me beat. He had me beat, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. He was like, ha!
That's great. Tell you what, we need to take a break, and when we do, we're going to come back with some more stuff with Terry Buell to talk more about North Sound 1380 KRKO Night coming up this Saturday night out at Evergreen Speedway. Gates open at what time?
5 o'clock with racing action at 7.
7 o'clock sharp. Be there, because we're all going to be there. We'll be back after these messages. Stick with us. North Sound Racing.